Jason Gibson, manager of Bonnygee United, a cup final to look forward to, and it's against your great rivals. Should be quite a game.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Decent way to finish, I suppose, what's been a strange season. So it'd be nice to finish it off with the cup one, if possible. But we know rightly it's not going to be easy against Letterkenny. It's been tight against them this season to date. So we're expecting a tough battle.
And how have you been able to prepare since the league concluded? I mean, has it been hard to motivate people and keep people involved?
No, it's been okay. Like we got back in, I suppose, when we got the notification of the restart date, we got a couple of weeks training done, and the matches kind of came thick and fast. Then I think we had something like 6 matches in 3.5 weeks or something. So, you know, that was fairly demanding. Like, and as I say, there's been a wee lull since, obviously, you know, this final's probably further back than that what we played a couple of weeks ago. But look, with other things going on. So they've actually got a chance to recharge again, if you know what I mean. So it hasn't been ideal, but look, it's not ideal for any team at this stage, if you know what I mean. So as I say, it's strange, but sure, strange times now anyway, so it's the way it is.
Well, you finished the league on a high, clinching second spot ahead of Rovers. No doubt they'll be hoping to get one over you on this occasion.
Yeah, well, look, Rovers will probably tell you the same. That's not really the battle that we're finishing second and third. It's not really the battle that we're looking to have. We're probably looking to battle to finish first and second, if you know what I mean. So I don't read too much into that. Look, we had a decent enough season, but we still feel that we can do better, if you know what I mean. And look, I do feel, as I say, we're learning about the squad all the time, and our squad's learning about playing in these bigger matches, if you know what I mean, as I say. So, you know, we're doing okay, but look, as I say, we want to get better.
Well, we're living in testing times for everybody. Hopefully when it all settles and we come through it, the Ulster Senior League has had a turbulent enough period in terms of actually getting the number of teams involved, and still the aim must be to increase participation.
Oh, look, that's always the aim. As I say, we're looking at all avenues all of the time. We're, as I say, willing to chat to anybody at any time. As I say, look, I still think it's a great product, and I think it's very, very competitive. You know, Finn Harps and Derry, especially over the last season there, have really improved. And, you know, they seem to be prioritising a lot more maybe than what they were previously. And as I say, look, there's no easy games in it anymore. It's just if we could get more teams, there's a lot of familiarity in it. That's probably the issue that most managers would have. Like, but look, you never know. There's teams, you know, in the Donegal League and teams in the Nishon League that are eventually, I know Bun Crana have, you know, made positive gestures towards coming back at some stage. And, you know, that's, to me, a manager, a player, whatever you are, you want to play at the highest level you possibly can. So hopefully some of them clubs take a look at it in the very near future and think, yeah, we want to test ourselves at that level.
And ideally, I suppose, you really want a 10 or 12 team league, if possible.
Oh, ideally, if you could get to 10, yeah. If you could get to 10, that would be perfect. Like, as I say, the lot of the clubs, as I say, you know, you look at your Kilmacrennans and your Ayllas, who possibly are going on to win titles there at the minute. Like, their Ayllas have fantastic facilities there. For recent years, Kilmacrennan are improving theirs now. And I suppose them clubs, if they don't progress, they're running the risk of losing their players, because, you know, each individual player will want to test themselves, and if their own club can't provide that for them, then sometimes they go to other clubs. When you look at, you know, the likes of ourselves trying to attract players in Letterkenny and Fannad, and, you know, Cockhill especially down there, try to attract all the best players in the Nishon. Like, so as I say, sometimes maybe these clubs will maybe look at it and say, right, we have to make this step to hold on to our players. So as I say, that's basically what we would hold out hope for in the near future, as I say.
And finally, Silver Era up for grabs on Tuesday night, but it'll be strange playing without having supporters there. It'll be a rather quieter than normal situation for a final.
Yeah, look, it's not ideal. It's just not ideal. Like I say, we'll get obviously a few of our committee will have to be there because they'll have just certain duties to carry out. Letterkenny being the same, and you know, it's just look, it is strange times, and I mean, we could probably chat till tomorrow about these rulings. I mean, I'm sure you're the same as myself. I don't see anybody doing any harm standing out in the fresh air in Ballyhale watching the match, if you know what I mean. But look, that's above our pay grade, Chris, I suppose, for that debate, if you know what I mean. But look, we have to go with it, and it'll not take away from what's on the pitch, do you know what I mean? Our boys will be doing all they can to try and win the game and Letterkenny the same. So, as I say, we just have to go with it and prepare as best we can.